Welcome to the lab. In this lesson, we're building a classic jungle and old-school DnB break chop in Ableton Live 12, and the big focus is this. Keep it lively, keep it gritty, and do not kill your headroom. That last part matters a lot. In drum and bass, the break is doing more than just keeping time. It's carrying swing, attitude, transient energy, and a lot of the identity of the track. At the same time, your sub and bass line need room to hit. If the break is too hot, too dense, or too overprocessed, the whole tune starts feeling smaller instead of bigger. So we're going to chop with intention, arrange with space, and control the level so the groove stays nasty but the mix stays open. First, choose a break that already has character. Amen. Think. Dusty funk loops. Anything with strong kick and snare movement works well. Set your project around 160 to 174 BPM if you want that classic jungle and old-school DnB pace. Drop the break into an audio track and listen before you touch anything. If it's already close to tempo, don't overwarp it. For this style, too much warping can strip away the feel. Use the minimum amount needed. Now check the level. Before processing, pull the clip cane down so the break is peaking around -12 to -10 dBFS. That gives you room to build. A lot of people wait until the master bus to deal with loud drums, but by then the damage is already done. If the break is starting too hot, every later layer is fighting for space. Next, we're going to slice it. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For jungle, transient slicing is usually the best first move, because it keeps the natural hit points. If the loop is super steady, you can also slice by 1/16 for more manual control. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices mapped out, and now the fun starts. The key here is not to quantize everything into dead perfection. Jungle groove lives in the little push and pull, the human timing, the slightly late snare, the tiny hat smear. Keep the original break muted underneath as a reference if you want, then start programming the slices from MIDI. Aim for a pattern that feels like an Amen-style conversation. Snare on 2 and 4, ghost notes leading into those backbeats, and chopped hat bits filling the gaps. A good place to start is a simple 2-bar loop. Put the main snare accents on 2 and 4, then add a few lower velocity ghost notes around them. Use the velocity lane in the MIDI clip and keep the ghost hit softer, maybe in the 25 to 60 range, while the main snare accents sit much higher. That dynamic contrast is part of the vibe. If everything hits the same, the break loses its swagger. You can also add a groove pool swing to keep things loose. Try a swing amount around 54 to 58% and keep the timing influence subtle, maybe 20 to 40%. You want it nudged, not crushed into a template. The groove should feel like it's breathing. Now think like an arranger, not just a loop maker. A strong DnB break pattern often works in phrases. For example, the first bar can carry full break energy with minimal bass. The second bar lets the bass answer with a short sub stab or pickup. The third bar can remove one kick or snare hit and replace it with a ghost note. The fourth bar becomes a fill or turnaround. That call and response approach keeps the track moving and makes the bass feel more powerful, because it's not constantly competing with the drums. At this stage, you want the break to feel punchy even when it's not loud. That means shaping it with processing, not just volume. On the break bus or drum rack chain, start with EQ8. If there's rumble down low that doesn't need to be there, high pass gently around 20 to 35 Hz. Then look for boxy buildup around 180 to 350 Hz and trim a little if the loop feels muddy. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to sterilize the break, just make room. Then try drum bus. A little drive can add density, and a little crunch can make the hit speak more clearly. Keep boom very subtle or off entirely if the break is already kick-heavy, because in jungle the sub should usually own the deepest low end. If you want more perceived loudness without big peaks, saturator with soft clip enabled is a great move. A few dB of drive, then bring the output back down. That gives you thickness and attitude while protecting headroom. Utility is your friend here too. If the rack is peaking too hard, trim the gain a couple dB. If the break has low-end stereo weirdness, check the mono behavior. Keep the important low-end stuff centered. Wide low-end drums can sound exciting solo, but they often get messy once the bass line enters. Once the chop pattern is working, resemble it. This is one of the cleanest workflow moves in Ableton for this style. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling, and print a few bars of the chopped break. Then drag that printed audio back into the arrangement. Why do this? Because now you've committed to the groove. You can edit the audio visually, split on strong hits, add little fades, and shape the performance like a proper stem instead of a constantly changing MIDI patch. Printed audio is also easier to mix. You can trim one snare that's too hard, fade out a messy tail, and generally make the break feel more like one coherent performance. Every slice should have tiny fades if needed, so you avoid clicks and keep the transition smooth. Now let's talk about headroom as part of the arrangement, not just the mix. In DNB, the break shouldn't own the low end. That's the job of a sub. Keep the break bus peaking around -8 to -6 dBFS while you're working, and leave the master with at least around -6 dBFS of peak room during arrangement. That way, when the bass comes in, it has actual space to hit. This also means not sacking too many loud hits on the same beat unless you really want that impact. If the kick, snare, bass stab, and effects all pile into the same moment every time, the mix loses movement. A little separation goes a long way. Sometimes just moving a ghost note a few milliseconds or trimming a tail is enough to bring the whole groove to life. Now bring in the bass relationship. In jungle and old school DNB, bass often works best as a response to the break, not as a constant wall of pressure. Use operator for a clean sub, or wavy-table for a darker res or mid-bass. Keep the sub mono. Let it answer the drums in the spaces after the snare. If you want a res, low-pass it so it adds menace without taking over the whole spectrum. Auto-filter and saturator can help shake the tone and movement. A strong arrangement idea is to let the bass phrase answer the break phrase. Maybe the sub lands after the snare. Maybe the res swells into the end of the two-bar cycle. Maybe the bass drops out just before a fill. That push and pull is the language of the style. The break and bass should feel like they're dancing with each other. Now zoom out and arrange the section as a real tune, not just a loop. A classic structure could be 16 bars of intro, 8 bars of build, 16 bars of drop, 8 bars of switch up, another 16 bar drop, and then an outro for DJ mixing. In the intro, keep things filtered and sparse. Rein in fragments of the break, atmospheres and light percussion. In the build, add ghost notes, reverse hits, and hints of bass. Then on the drop, let the main chop and bass interplay properly. On the switch up, remove one key element and change the energy without changing the whole identity of the tune. Automation is huge here. Use auto filter on the break bus to open things up gradually. Use utility gain to create tiny lifts. Add a short reverb throw on a snare hit when you want a phrase to blossom. Even a simple one bar fill before an 8 bar or 16 bar change can make the whole arrangement feel intentional. For grime and texture, keep it tasteful. Erosion, redux, final noise, delays, reverbs, all of that can add personality, but don't flood the low end with it. Put texture on a separate return or audio lane if possible, high pass it, and let it support the drum energy rather than replace it. A nice trick is to make the second drop a little dirtier than the first. That contrast gives the track progression and stops it from feeling static. Here's a really important coach note. Think in layers of energy. The most convincing breaks often come from 2 to 4 smaller layers, not one giant loop. You might have a main chop, a ghost layer, a top loop, and a transient layer. Keep each one quieter than you think. The combined motion does the heavy lifting, and you preserve headroom by not overloading any single part. Another great habit is to use clip gain like a performance tool. If one snare lands too hard, trim it in the clip before it hits the chain. That's often cleaner than asking a compressor to fix it. Compression should support the groove, not solve arrangement problems that should be solved with level and placement. When the section is together, do a quick mix check. Does the snare still crack when the bass is in? Does the kick stay present without blowing out the low end? Can you still hear the break clearly when the sub enters? Is the master still breathing? If not, pull the drum bus back a little instead of trying to save everything with limiter hype. On the drum bus, a light glue compressor can help if needed. Keep it gentle. Something like a 2:1 ratio, a slower attack, auto or medium release, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction if that. If the break is too spiky, a soft clip style approach with saturator is often better than heavy compression. On the bass bus, keep everything mono below the low end, and check that the bass isn't masking the body of the snare. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp the break. Don't chop every transient into a rigid grid. Don't let the break own the sub region, and don't rely on mastering moves to fix a hot drum section. Also, don't forget the DJ context. Jungle and DNB need clear phrase changes, intros, outros, and enough breathing room for transitions. If you want to push this further, try a second, quieter break layer with a different chop pattern, or offset a few ghost notes likely ahead or behind the grid to give the groove more human movement. Another strong trick is selective muting. Every 4 or 8 bars, remove one repeating element, like a kick or a hat fragment, so the listener feels the next hit more strongly. Tiny arrangement changes go a long way in this genre. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar break lab loop in Ableton. Find one break, slice it to a drum rack, program a pattern with a main snare on 2 and 4, a few ghost notes, and a couple of chopped hat fragments. Add EQ 8, drum bus, and utility on the break bus. Pull the level down so it peaks around -10 dB/fs before further processing. Then resample it, build a simple operator subline that leaves space for the snares, and arrange a short intro, drop, variation, and outro. Automate auto-filter on the intro and variation. The goal is to make the break feel energetic at a controlled level, not just loud.